I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The natural beauty and challenges that surround us are chock full of lessons about life's fragility and its complex interconnectedness. As Shakespeare wrote, "One touch of nature makes the whole world kin." Throughout history, we human beings have tried hard to sort out the kind of relationship we want to have with nature, whether to follow nature's lead or to try to lead nature on our path. This week, we hear Frederick Thurber's thoughts about this very tenuous relationship.
I was running late the other night, so my bike ride was delayed until dusk. The day was fading fast, and the catbirds were singing vespers as I pedaled down my driveway, eager to see my neighborhood in a new light. The warm summer air was redolent with the scent of swamp azalea, but what really got my attention were the occasional flickers of fireflies. As I traveled out of suburbia to a rural area of town, the show changed from a flicker to a flame to a field aglow. Thoreau noted that, when the darkness comes, we see stars beneath also. But here was a Milky Way of fireflies above an uncut hayfield. The key here is uncut and hayfield. The alfalfa fields had very few fireflies, while the cut fields and the suburbs had almost none. Uncut hayfields are a wonder of biodiversity that are fast disappearing in our area. There is no habitat in New England as endangered as these uncut fields. Most have been developed, plowed under, or shaved of their hay. Visiting such a natural area is the highlight of my bike trips, so I try to travel along the last remaining patches of these wild meadows. During the day, I always keep an eye out for meadowlarks or bobolinks, but tonight the cast had changed and the fireflies took center stage. At first, it might seem that the dance of the fireflies is a random jumble, but on closer inspection, I could see that it was all choreographed. Each arc of light was a communication signal to other fireflies, and they all seemed to be connected as an organic whole over the field. As I watched the fireflies do their silent ballet, I had to wonder if we had been brainwashed by the lawn care industry into believing that a fluorescent, sterile green rug is more appealing than bobolinks, wildflowers, and fireflies. The fireflies in their do-si-do dance made me think of a network of neurons firing as part of collective insect intelligence that surpasses us humans who have the hubris to think we can improve on nature by mowing, fertilizing, and drenching with insecticides. And this is why I believe in hayfields and fireflies.
Frederick Thurber grew up in Providence and earned a degree from Brown University in 1983. For the last 20 years, in his spare time, he's written nature and wine columns for a variety of local publications. He currently lives in South Dartmouth, Massachusetts. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.